Imagine being in a minor car accident. Instead of the typical insurance nightmare, you open an app that guides you through documenting damage, finding repair shops, and arranging a rental, all within minutes. This isn't science fiction. It's Metromile's revolutionary approach to auto insurance, exemplifying how strategic thinking transforms frustrating experiences into frictionless ones. The difference between successful digital products and failed ventures isn't just good design, it's exceptional strategy. At the intersection of business strategy and user experience design lies UX strategy, the vision that needs validation with real customers before design or development begins. Creating breakthrough digital products requires mastering four essential elements. Business strategy forms the foundation, identifying competitive advantages through either cost leadership, like Amazon's convenient low-price services, or differentiation, like Starbucks' $5 coffee experience. The business model canvas visualizes this strategy through nine building blocks. Value innovation creates new mental models for users. Airbnb disrupted travel by centering social etiquette, building trust between hosts and guests with unique features. These innovations often emerge in blue ocean markets, uncontested spaces where competition becomes irrelevant. Validated user research ensures you're addressing actual user needs rather than assumed ones. The lean startup approach made user research measurable through minimum viable products, MVPs, the smallest build that allows the team to collect the maximum amount of validated learnings about customers. Frictionless UX removes obstacles from everyday life. CityMapper exemplifies this by helping users navigate unfamiliar cities with route options, transit alerts, optimal train section suggestions, and walking directions. Truly frictionless experiences develop through experimentation, failure, and iteration over time. When developing a new product, first determine what problem you're solving and which customers need it most. A value proposition concisely summarizes the unique benefits customers can expect, essentially an elevator pitch. To avoid building products based on unvalidated hunches, follow five steps. Define your primary customer segment, identify their biggest problem, create provisional personas, conduct customer discovery to validate assumptions, and reassess your value proposition based on findings. Thinking your customer is everybody is misguided. Successful products often start with narrow segments. Facebook launched exclusively for Harvard students, Airbnb tested during a specific design conference, and Tinder piloted with USC students. Your problem statement should be specific and customer-focused without presupposing solutions. For example, spouses-to-be in Los Angeles have a hard time finding affordable wedding venues. Provisional personas serve as placeholders until validated through customer discovery, quick exercises to align teams on customer assumptions. Customer discovery requires getting out of the building to talk directly with customers. The process includes an introduction explaining your purpose, screener questions to qualify participants, and non-leading interview questions designed to validate your assumptions. Understanding the competitive landscape reveals differentiation opportunities. Direct competitors offer similar value propositions to the same customers, Uber and Lyft, while indirect competitors provide alternative solutions, public transportation. To find competitors, think like your target users. Brainstorm keywords, use Google's predictive search and related searches, explore multiple search pages and industry blogs, leverage Crunchbase Pro, and search internationally. Organize findings in a competitive analysis matrix with competitors as rows and attributes as columns. Track value propositions, funding, revenue streams, traffic metrics, user numbers, features, and customer reviews to reveal business model strengths and weaknesses. Transform research into actionable intelligence through four steps: color code competitor data, green for positives, red for negatives, create logical groupings, benchmark and SWOT competitors, and summarize findings in a competitive analysis brief. When benchmarking, establish baseline criteria with direct competitors and analyze alternative problem-solving approaches with indirect competitors. The SWOT analysis captures each competitor's market position by identifying their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats from their perspective. After analysis, rank competitors with the most threatening at the top. Remember that the competitive landscape constantly shifts, requiring teams to remain vigilant about market changes. Initial research findings may be completely different a year later.
To invent something unique, identify benefits that make your product indispensable. Your solution should significantly outperform existing alternatives, solve unknown pain points, or create desire where none existed, opening an uncontested blue ocean market space. Value innovation typically manifests in four patterns: new mashups of competitor features, CityMapper combining Google Maps with transit apps, innovative slices of existing platforms, Waze adding crowdsourcing to mapping, consolidation of disparate experiences, Twitch combining broadcasting, communities, and gaming, or platforms connecting previously unconnected user segments, Airbnb bringing together subletters and travelers. Key features define what sets your product apart. Twitter's distinguishing feature wasn't its full functionality, but simply sending a 140-character message. This brevity influenced numerous platforms afterward. After identifying key features, storyboarding weaves them into a narrative contextualizing your solution. This process focuses on rapidly producing visuals that convey value innovation through concise captions, imagery, and logical layout. The lean startup approach emphasizes early, frequent feedback to validate you're on the right path. Moving from storyboard to minimum viable product, MVP, or prototype allows you to quickly test assumptions and confront the reality of your business model. Digital prototypes are proof-of-concept versions that let users experience the solution before it's fully built. High-fidelity prototypes with realistic content are more effective than low-fidelity ones requiring too much imagination from participants. For product strategy, prototypes should focus on key features that make the product unique rather than aesthetics or usability. They need to answer three critical questions. Does the solution solve the target customer's problem? Do they find the key features valuable? Would they pay for it? User research helps understand target customer needs to inform the product's value proposition. The process involves three phases: planning, determining hypotheses, preparing interview questions, recruiting participants, interviewing, conducting virtual face-to-face sessions, and analysis, extracting conclusions to validate or invalidate hypotheses. Designing for conversion requires strategic adjustments to optimize customer acquisition and retention through efficient funnels that guide people from awareness to engagement. Growth hacking employs cross-functional teams experimenting with cost-efficient growth strategies. Landing pages funnel users toward a single desired action, creating essential feedback loops for validated research and smooth UX. Even excellent products fail without proper marketing. Online advertising provides precise analytics and micro-targeting at affordable prices through paid social media and search engine marketing SEM. After validation experiments, you must decide: invest more in your validated solution or pivot or abandon your proposition if you couldn't find interested customers or a viable business model. Strategy remains flexible throughout a product's lifecycle, requiring continuous measurement as markets, technologies, and customer preferences evolve. What distinguishes successful digital innovators isn't just creativity. It's the discipline to test assumptions, learn from failures, and adapt quickly. Companies like Instagram, originally Bourbon, and Slack, initially a gaming company's internal tool, show how pivotal failures can lead to breakthrough successes. The most valuable skill is learning to fail intelligently through rapid experiments that validate your strategic direction, the essence of innovation.